Thrills, chills, and classic adolescent angst are coming to a screen near you on Sunday at the 11th Annual Teen Filmmaker Festival. James Sanford of Alamo Drafthouse Kalamazoo previewed the 24 films and gave us the highlights. Who knows, the next Steven Spielberg or Kathryn Bigelow might be right in our backyard.
The program covers a variety of subjects and styles, and many of the entries score high for imagination, ingenuity, and skillful production. Take, for instance, Jake Lemmon's marvelously photographed Gull Lake Winter, in which summer fun on the water gives way to winter excitement on the ice. Crisply edited to the techno beats of Florence and the Machine's Cosmic Love and Modulation's Groovy Movie, it's a stunner. The films can't be longer than 10 minutes, which may seem like a major handicap for anyone trying to make a documentary. Even so, a couple of these filmmakers managed to squeeze an impressive amount of information into a brief amount of time. In The Home of Magic, Nathan Gintner offers a compact history of Cullen, Michigan, from the time of Henry Blackstone Sr. to the present-day magic festivals. Blackstone was a rival to Harry Houdini, and he brought fellow magicians to Cullen, which became a haven for practicers of prestidigitation.
That's a lot of magicians, in fact, more so than any other place in the entire world. So it's a situation where most of the folks, 99% of the people that are buried out there that are magicians, aren't from Cullen. They're from all over the world.
Grittier subject matter is the focus of Emily Livermore's Mutts of Motown, which looks at the work of Daniel Hush Carlisle and his Detroit Dog Rescue, an organization dedicated to saving strays from the city streets.
We'll find three dogs just laying on an abandoned couch. You know, and then you think, I'm in one house that's abandoned, there's three dogs in here. There's 70,000 abandoned buildings. How many of those buildings are housing dogs?
Of course, it wouldn't be a teen filmmaker festival without a touch of teen angst. Madeline Mamano's apparently autobiographical title here may remind you of Claire Danes' My So-Called Life and its portrait of a self-described, disgustingly normal 17-year-old who realizes her life is extremely lacking in defining moments while trying to put together a college application essay.
I don't want to be compared to the high school philanthropist or the student with the 4.5 grade point average because we all know it's the normal kid who gets covered up, shoved to the bottom of the piles if I'm less than I look on paper.
Mamano is as witty as she is woebegone. The festival has always had a surplus of clever animated films, and this year is no exception. Ryan Baer's The Robbery lays out a tale of crime and punishment using Lego figures and stop-motion animation. Hand-drawn animation is the technique in Alexei Mitchell's Fireworks, which takes us around the world and into outer space in barely 1 minute, while Caitlin Ludeker uses elements of hand-drawn and stop-motion in Love is Garbage, a film much sweeter than it sounds. Haley Labian reinterprets the myth of Eros and Psyche through claymation, producing one of the program's loveliest and most endearing pieces. Admittedly, not every film is a knockout. There are a few ponderous shorts, and a couple in which the filmmaker's ambition exceeded his or her ability to pull it off. Some of them are just unapologetically goofy, like Stephen Hall's Macho Banana, which could be a contemporary version of silent film slapstick. Others take themselves much more seriously. Jonathan D'Ambrosio, who won the Best Film Prize last year for his Holocaust-inspired thriller The Whistle, returns with Far Beyond the Reservoir.
The Ivory. It's who we are.
Which starts off as an out-of-Africa-style period piece and takes a startling turn midway through. Let's just say Meryl Streep and Robert Redford never experienced anything quite like this. Tickets to the Kalamazoo Teen Filmmaker Festival are free and will be distributed at the State Theater box office beginning at 11 a.m. on Sunday. As always, it's well worth attending. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford from Alamo Drafthouse, Kalamazoo.